News for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Gluten has been linked to an array of health ailments, from heart disease, diabetes, to cancer. Our guest today is sharing how we can recognize gluten sensitivities and what we can do about it. Welcome to the show, author of the award-winning book, Toxic Staple, How Gluten May Be Wrecking Your Health and What You Can Do About It, Anne Sarkeesian. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Anne, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Dr. Friedman.
Great.
And Melanie.
Now, we talked about the problem in the first segment. Now people want to go gluten-free, and of course they're looking for that gluten-free title on labels. My question is, how accurate is that? I know that the low-fat label isn't always so accurate. Is there any kind of proof that it truly is gluten-free, or any certifications we need to look for?
Well, there are some certifications. Frankly, I try not to buy too many gluten-free products except for some of the flours. But they, you know, the FDA came around to the 20 parts per million, and I
right.
think most of the companies, in order to put that label on there, they have to be testing. So I think it's pretty safe. Restaurants, that's another whole ball game, and it's
really?
Pretty scary eating in restaurants. I play 20 questions, usually,
right.
and until I finally figure out, you know, all right, they know. They make their soup out of a chicken broth that they stew the chicken themselves. And,
right.
you know, there's a lot
that
to it,
sense.
Trying to figure it out. But it's coming around. But you do
that
have to
sense.
Be very careful about eating out. You know, you can't just order soup, because most soup is made from some kind of a soup base, which has gluten in
right.
it. And just about everything has gluten in it, so you have to become a label reader, and you need to eat real healthy and real fresh, and probably as organic as you can.
And
right.
it, you know, in restaurants that claim to be completely gluten-free, or you know, gluten available, whatever sensitivity, do people with true celiac and very serious sensitivities, do they believe those restaurants? Do they go back in the kitchen and see what they're using? Do they talk? I mean, I know people with wheat allergies that actually would go back and talk to the chef every single
right.
time they'd go to a restaurant. Do people with celiac do something like that? Because now restaurants really are popping up all over the place.
Right. I think some people that are ultra, ultra sensitive, who will be sent to the hospital if they have the littlest bit. You know, I've heard some of those people say that they just eat at home, or they take food with them if they're going somewhere. I mean, if you're going to a party at your friend's, you know, I mean, our friends try hard for us, but they may not know the whole deal. And so it's asking a lot of questions and putting your life in someone else's hands.
Yeah, now you mentioned they eat at home. How hard is it to have a gluten-free diet at home? Give us some examples of what somebody, let's say, somebody listening now that eats gluten says, I'm off of it starting tomorrow. What could they do? What do you recommend?
I don't think it's too difficult. Well, now I don't, but at the beginning it was. And 10 mm-hmm. years ago, there weren't so many products. But, I mean, now there's some gluten-free breads that are pretty good, so you can do substitutions.
And name
and
a
I'm
few.
Trying to eat less bread, but they're gluten-free.
Name a few of them.
I'm sorry?
Name a few of those, because I know people that are always looking for the good breads that are gluten-free. Name some of them that you like best so that people know
okay,
what to look for when they go to the store.
Is Udi's or Udi's, U-D-I, apostrophe S. And tell you the truth, that's about the only one that I buy. I like their product. Unless I'm at a fair or if I'm up in Vermont, there's a couple of good bakeries up there. If I'm in a certain neck of the woods, I'll stop and get kind of their homemade bakery bread. Some really good ones out there. But I can't pull the names up. I think there's a Vermont company. I'm not sure that's the name. Vermont Gluten Free, maybe. But I don't know how wide of an appeal they have. So.
Yeah. I would imagine one of the
first. It's not that difficult.
Yeah. I would imagine one of the first benefits that people see would be regulating their blood sugar, correct? Because of the wheat's been known to spike people's sugar.
Well, I think so, but that may also have something to do with how many carbs you eat. And
right.
a lot of those gluten-free products are just full of white flour, and or even if it's brown flour, rice flour, I'm sorry,
right.
white rice flour and brown rice flour, and sugar. You know, they put a lot of sugar in some of those products. So there's still a problem dealing with the sugar aspect.
Right. That makes sense. So share how your book differs from other no-gluten books. What inspired you to write this?
Well, I was just inspired by the huge unawareness that's out there. People really need to become advocates. I try to be gentle about this. I don't want to alienate our traditional medical doctors, and I think a lot of the unawareness is not their fault. It's just that, seriously, if anybody hears of any conferences for doctors on this topic, please let me know. So far, I haven't seen too many.
Right, that makes sense. So basically, so your book would pretty much share your experiences, your family experiences, and then kind of get an insight to what led you to be healthy and happy without gluten.
Yes, and I have over probably 60 stories from other people and nasty ailments that just completely turned around. I mean, not all of them did, but most of these people are leading fabulous lives now compared to what they were. And I also want to say that I really spell out the testing. I'm not a doctor, but I can read, and I've put some testing information in my book. And some of the storytellers also were so sick, and they tested negative on blood tests, and they found the stool testing. And all right. of a sudden, their lives are turning around because they've discovered their gluten intolerance.
Now, Anne, so, what do you think about some of the pastas, the gluten-free pastas? You know, the aisles are long now. They're getting more. And you walk into Whole Foods, and there's two aisles of gluten-free products. And there's pastas, and there's, you know, all these rice products. And then the milks, rice milk and the almond milk and all of these things for people that have gluten sensitivity and or celiac. What do you think about those pastas? Are they gluey? Are they sticky? Are they tasty? You know, what
well,
do you
know,
do with
some
of them?
I haven't tried too many of them. I think we've used Tinkiata quite a bit, and I cook it according to the directions on the front, which is boil it for 2 minutes and then let it sit for however long it says. And, you know, I've had people tell me that, you know, they really like some of the pastas and that they couldn't tell the difference. And frankly, I think they've gotten better. So, yeah, I don't know. People make such a big fuss about I have to have my bread and I can't live without pasta. Well, I don't live without either of those, and matter of fact...
Are there any secret words on the labels that people should look for if they are reading labels? Are there any secret words that say, you know, this one has something in it?
Well, you have to be a little bit... okay, so you want to look out for malt, such as malt vinegar, because although there can be corn malt, so you kind of have to... you know, I always suggest that people go to celiac.com or the healthyvilli.org or some of the big support groups will have complete lists of things. And I have quite a few lists of things in the book also that you need to be aware of. And, you know, some vinegars, most vinegars are fine, but malt vinegar is not. Soy sauce can be made with wheat, but it can be made without wheat, so...
Well, I think the secret message here is that you just have to be a good label reader. You have to be vigilant and, you know, maybe
right.
get tested to see if you have any of these things you've been discussing, Anne, that could really signal a health problem. Thank you so much for such great information. And for more information how gluten may be wrecking your health and what you can do about it, you can visit ToxicStaple.com. And if you missed any of the great information that Dr. Friedman is giving out here on this great show, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. That's toyourgoodhealthradio.com. You can also certainly follow him at Dr. David Friedman on Twitter. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. We're here with Dr. David Friedman and toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Stay well, and thanks again.